This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Minot today, Minot State University, the site of our broadcast. We're here for the Veterans Employer Summit. This is a second annual event. We've got a room full of folks ready to engage in a conversation. I think it's pretty darn important, especially in a week that that has Veterans Week, and that is, how do we get more veterans, all veterans have to offer, into more workplaces? The unemployment rate among veterans now is higher than the overall unemployment rate. That makes no sense whatsoever, knowing what we know about veterans. And some of the people in the room here have successfully maneuvered these waters before and are taking this on head on, which is fantastic. And we're going to have a conversation about it this hour from Minot today on What's on Your Mind. Fortis Energy puts this event on. This is, again, as I mentioned, the second annual event, and we do it with the help of some fine sponsors, and we're going to talk with some of those sponsors as we go. We're also going to talk with Senator John Hovind coming up in a little bit. Anybody in the audience will be able to ask Senator Hovind anything they'd like, as well as our folks that are listening on the air. And then at the bottom of the hour, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will join us, and he is doing the keynote address here today over the lunch hour, so we look forward to that as well. Peter Corrado is here from Fortis Energy, and Peter, what was the spark at Fortis Energy that got the Fortis for Vets program going and got your company very purposeful about this endeavor to employ veterans?
You know, really, in 2014, when we saw the industry kind of booming and there was that high need for jobs, you know, we acknowledged that veterans make the perfect employee for our industry, and we kind of sought that out to see how we could get more, because it's the right thing to do. We need to be employing these people who really sacrifice so much for us.
And I've not talked to anybody that doesn't do what Fortis has done and other companies have done in being purposeful about getting veterans into their workplace that isn't thrilled, right? I mean, they come away with a great employee, great work ethic, and generally a vet's seen a lot and can take anything that comes at them. So it's really worth every bit of the effort.
Yeah, very much so. It's win-win. You know, they acclimate very, very seamlessly into what we need out of our employees.
Fantastic. It really is. The Fortis for Vets Veteran and Employment Initiative is something that honors the high qualification of these men and women who serve their country. And that's won awards, right?
It has, yeah, a couple. And, you know, by no means is that why we started it. We started it to kind of be able to hold these events and bring brighter minds than our own to kind of see what we could be doing better to up that employment.
Yeah, it's I'm glad you're doing it. And so just briefly tell us what will happen today at the conference, which will go till 3, by the way. We're at Minot State University Student Center, Conference Center, third floor. Folks are able to join us if you can. Join us to start, as the folks here have. Come for lunch today. Participate in this and be part of the program. But what do you hope comes out of this?
Yeah, please. We've got several speakers, again, far brighter minds on the topics than us, to kind of give insight onto how we can help that, how veterans can infiltrate the workforce. A couple of great speakers, ND Cares, ESGR, Job Service North Dakota, just how we can come together, what they've seen from their ends, to kind of better the situation and help the employment rate.
Fantastic. Well, Peter, thanks a bunch. Thanks for everything that Fortis has done to get this event going for a second year in a row, and joining us to chat a little bit about it on the air today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Cognizant, a Fortune 500 company headquartered in the U.S. with offices and delivery centers that span the globe, one of our fine sponsors here today. They were born global, but they offer a unique learning and work environment, and we're pleased to be joined on the program today by one of the representatives of Cognizant, one of our fine sponsors on the program. And I want to say welcome to Emily Owings. Emily, how are you?
I'm well today, thank you, and good morning.
So I gave a little brief overview on Cognizant, but you can do a better job. You're part of the team. Tell us a little bit about the company.
Certainly, I'd love to. We're a global leader in business, consulting, and technology services, helping our clients innovate and transform their businesses. And we do this by introducing things like analytics, robotics, automation, et cetera, and really bringing our clients into a digital operating model. We do have locations in North Dakota, Minot, and Fargo, where we provide back office processing services for several clients across various industries.
We love Fortune 500 companies recognizing the genius of North Dakota. So we're glad you're here for sure. And if I were to call a few Cognizant customers, what would they say about you?
Well, they would tell you that we provide excellent customer service, and we do truly help them transform their businesses. And one of the ways that we do this, what you would hear from our customers, is that we are very good at finding and hiring very talented people. People are truly the key and the core. And one program that we're very passionate about and particularly proud of is our Camo to Cognizant program. The mission of this program is to enrich the careers of those who have served while also enriching Cognizant as an organization. What we find is that the leadership, discipline, and team spirit that our veterans bring to the company help us provide the best solutions and services to our clients. And we're very proud to have a program like this in place to assist veterans in finding employment at Cognizant and provide support focusing on corporate culture, leadership, recruitment, onboarding, career growth, and support. Here in Minot, we also have close ties to the Minot Air Force Base and employ many family members of our servicemen and women, in addition to participating in the Chamber's military affairs.
Fantastic. Last question. If folks want to find out more about what you do, becoming part of the Cognizant team, how do they do that?
Sure. To find out more about Cognizant and becoming part of our team, you can go to our website at www.cognizant.com, or you can contact our local recruiter, Joan Bailey, at 701-420-3598. We're always looking for people who think outside the box and would love to hear from you.
All right. Thanks so much. Good to hear from you, Emily, and I appreciate the help of Cognizant in making our broadcast and this event possible today. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Emily Owings from Cognizant with us. We're also brought to you today by our friends at Blaze Energy, and they have been doing that. They have been part of the effort to get vets into the workplace as well, that helped with this event last year. And they wanted me to take a moment to say, hey, Blaze Energy thanks all of the vets, home and abroad, for service to our country. Blaze Energy, a North Dakota owned and operated proud employer of vets, providing power generation, gas processing services to the Bakken oil producer industry. Thanks to Blaze Energy. Appreciate what they're doing as well. Coming up in a couple of minutes, Senator John Hoeven will be here, and we're going to talk with him a little bit about this issue. Also welcome any questions from the group here. And then the same with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, who will join us at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get, Lieutenant Governor, by the way, will also be giving the keynote address over the lunch hour today, later on the program. So any questions from the audience here, certainly welcome, or on the air by calling us at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We are going to be purposeful on this program over the next year at least to really get under the hood of the workforce needs of companies in our part of the world and creative efforts to meet the workforce needs of the companies here. How do you do that? Well, one, you need to have certainly a quality of life. I mean, there was a time, for instance, in the Bakken, especially, where you had a lot of temporary housing. And it was just a matter of so much happened so fast, you really didn't have any choice. You had to have any kind of housing you could get. And, the company simply needed to fill a need, and people came in and ultimately had housing and, shelter and meals and everything else. But it's not the kind of existence that anybody's going to want to do for a long period of time. You might have some, workforce rotating in and out or whatever. Well, in the meantime, many of our communities that are in the Bakken and around the Bakken have taken advantage of a good economy to reinvest back in their communities with new schools, new quality of life items. I think of Williston's Ark. I think of Watford City's Rough Rider Center. But, you know, there's new restaurants and hotels and schools and homes available. And there's, you know, what you would call quality of life. Dickinson, same thing, done a great job. I mean, there are things in these communities already now that are new and cutting edge and different that were not there 3, 4, 5 years ago. So reason right there. So I think we're in a good place right now to start saying, hey, we have the amenities, we have the housing, we have the companies that need the need people in good paying jobs. Let's go to work on this. Let's go to work on selling ourselves in a really. I mean, this is, think about this. I mean, if you took a job in New York City tomorrow or Chicago or Los Angeles, there'd be a little bit of adventure in that because you're coming from someplace else. But beyond that, you're doing the same thing a zillion other people are doing. What's happening in North Dakota is almost like, our ancestors settling this all over again. There's so much new frontier that awaits, people to move here and, of course, a quality of life with the outdoors and everything else. So it's a fun time. And veterans ought to be at the front of that line. So that's what we'll talk about today. Senator John Hoeven on that topic and more when we continue live from Minot on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just $4. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A nurse, you no doubt became a nurse because you have a heart for others. And you probably want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. University of Mary is here to help. Long tradition of excellence in nursing education. The good folks at the University of Mary understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree, National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. So at the University of Mary, they want to make that possible for you to move forward. And now they're offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. That is a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run up to $8,000 higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice because caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what we do. Classes begin every 5 weeks. Part or full-time options available. University of Mary, an excellent education and excellent value. Visit umary.edu/msn to apply. We are pleased to welcome to the program on What's on Your Mind, Senator John Hovind. Senator, how are you?
We're in the Magic City, great community, and supporting our veterans. Great cause.
Exactly right. We do have a group of professionals that are here, and they'll be able to ask questions both of you and of Lieutenant Governor Brent Safford, who's going to join us a little later on in the program, and Brent will be giving the keynote address here today. Rusty has a microphone. Rusty, show everybody your microphone there behind you, and let them know, if you want to just stand up right over there maybe, come on up here and ask any questions you might have. Don't be shy, or you can ask them on the air at 800-228-0550 as well. So these professionals are gathering today just to kind of compare best practices and talk a little bit about something that I think is worth talking about. Number one, we have a workforce challenge in our state. I don't think that it's unique to other places, but the rate we're growing maybe puts us in a little tougher spot. And I for the life of me can't understand this, but the unemployment rate among veterans is higher than it is among the general population. Why do you think that is, Senator Hovind?
You know, I'm not sure. Maybe because, you know, they're transitioning back, but it's something we absolutely have to address. And not only for our veterans, for all they've done for us and continue to do for us, but also because they're, I mean, think about them bringing their great skills, their leadership skills to our employers and to our economy, and that's a win all the way around. So that's why it's so important that we have, you know, events like you're up there and being part of today, but also why I'm a member of the Veterans Jobs Caucus in the Congress. We need to keep working on it.
So, I mean, is there anything you could point to there that you guys are tackling in the Veterans Job Caucus? And I mean, is there such thing as low hanging fruit where we can you know, easily take something on?
An example is by starting in our own offices. For example, I've got Becky Garman works for me here in state, and she's a veteran, and of course you know her husband Al Garman, who's our adjutant general, and does an amazing job. Maurice Tolbert, Army veteran, does all our IT stuff. And so it, you know, starts with our own offices and keeping it in mind and then goes from there in terms of good public policy and working not only on employment, but it, you know, another thing that I've really been working on is the healthcare side, not only medical care, but the long-term care and making sure, for example, that for our senior veterans, they can access nursing homes and home care in their own communities and get the reimbursement to cover it. So, you know, it's just the whole gamut of issues, and we got to keep working on it. Because, I mean, remember, every day we have men and women in uniform deployed around the world protecting our freedoms.
I'm going to ask for, you know, a show of hands or nodding your head from the professionals here. Do you all feel like you have enough resources to tackle this problem, or is this a resource? I mean, do you? Nobody's nodding their head. So shake your head. Raise your hand if you don't think there are enough resources tackling this problem. That you could you use more resources? So it isn't a question of resources. It is okay. If you want more, I mean, and I know that's not anything new to you, Senator Hovind, right? I mean,
right.
Any problem takes resources. But do you think? And I know that just the dollars being directed towards the veterans and specifically veterans care is something that has been increased under the Trump administration. Do you think this is a resource problem?
Oh, I think we do have to provide more resources, but then also make sure that we're providing them in the right place, in the right way, and that we're attracting, in a lot of cases, veterans to help us direct them so that we're connecting them and leveraging our efforts, working with the veterans group, working with local employers, working with, like, Minot State there. They do a great job, and many others. So it's more resource, but also then really leveraging them and using them in the most effective way.
Myron,
you've got a lot of professionals there that are helping us do that.
Exactly right. That's why the conversation's happening. Myron and Crosby, question for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I got a point of view here. We had a number of jobs up here in Crosby this summer. Like the city was advertising for guys to work. The courthouse was looking for people to work. And the school district. But none of them were advertised in the paper. Shouldn't they be given veterans preference jobs for any government, anybody that gets government money?
Scott, I didn't hear the question part. I heard that they weren't advertised, and then I didn't hear the question.
Yeah, his question was, shouldn't there be, at least when it's government money involved, shouldn't there be a preference for veterans?
There is, yeah. There is.
Yeah.
And
but
so I don't know.
They don't seem to do it.
Well, and then maybe that I can talk to folks in my office, and they can check with folks up in Crosby. But, yes, there is a preference, veterans preference, and there should be. And so we could sure check on that.
Yeah, they're nodding their heads here as well. But I suppose if you have a position, you give a veteran's preference, but no veterans apply, then you really can't do much, right? So that might be the issue too.
They got to know the jobs out there.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, and that's a good point. If the word's not getting out, more needs to be done to get the word out.
Appreciate the call, Myron. Thank you very much, Harold and Reeder for Senator Hovind. Go ahead.
Senator, what's the status of the carried interest rule insofar as the new proposed tax law is concerned?
Are you talking about for like investment funds, hedge funds, that kind of thing?
Yes, the hedge fund managers get to pay taxes at capital gains rates as opposed to ordinary income, big savings in their pockets.
Yeah, I don't know that that's been finalized yet, but I think the direction will be to know that that would be cash like other similar income, ordinary income, rather than the preference. Now, again, I don't know that it's finalized, but I know there's discussions to look at that and, treat it as one of the kind of loopholes that would be closed as part of tax relief and simplification.
Only 30 seconds left for this answer, but I do want to get an update on the tax reform proposal in the Senate. How much different will, I know it comes out this week, or you're working on it this week, how much different will it be than the House version?
There's going to be some differences, but the same overall principles apply. Remember, the president said he wants to make sure that it's focused on middle class wage earners, that they benefit in terms of keeping more of their paycheck. But the other thing is that it's pro-growth, and so the other benefit, in addition to paying less tax, is that hardworking Americans will see rising wages, rising income from a growing economy. And so that's the focus, obviously simplification and pro-growth and lower taxes. So the same principles, but there will be some differences.
Senator, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much. We'll catch up a lot on that as that cranks up. It's going to be a busy time between now and when Congress wraps up for the year with a lot going on, especially on the tax reform plan. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for what everybody's doing up there on behalf of our veterans. Take care.
Thanks, Senator. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, when we come back, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
State University, our broadcast location today for the second annual Veterans Employer Summit. Rusty Ord is my wingman this week, and Rusty's just been entertaining the crowd during the break. He's pretty good. Do you think he should take the show on the road? I do too. Yeah, he does. That's gonna be better. In fact, I had somebody just text us a note listening in Nebraska. Do I have that right? Let me find the note here. Saying that he wanted more of Rusty on. So you kind of have. You have a fan, Mike Rieger, listening in Nebraska. Yeah, good vet. So appreciate wherever you're listening on what's on your mind today. And we're going for another half hour here for our broadcast from Minot State University. But the Veterans Employer Summit goes till 3 o'clock this afternoon. Our next guest will be the keynote speaker over the lunch hour today, talking about an important topic: hiring of veterans. And so we thank our fine sponsors for making this happen as well. Brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They got some great November specials. My own personal favorite is the Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $12. Anytime you get Pizza Corner for, you know, $6 each, that's just, you can't beat that. But all day, every day, the 4 for $4 special is the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies you'll ever eat. They're just fantastic. Those are 4 for $4. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. And even a mini drone flyer for $9.99. They've got it all. Lots of goodies at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. The Lieutenant Governor of our great state is here, Brent Stafford. Hello, Brent. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Great to be here.
Nice to see you as well. And we're going to talk a little bit about veterans in the workforce today. But I want to start on the 30,000-foot level, and that's just workforce in general. I mean, if we had to identify any factor that could limit our growth in the great state of North Dakota, is there anything more important than workforce?
Oh, workforce is a big cog in the wheel, and it's something where when you are talking about developing resources, developing value add in energy and ag and military and technology and all these things that we have an edge in, well, what happens if you create more jobs and we can't fill the ones we have now? That's a big concern for Governor Burgum. When you look at 15,000 job openings in the state, that's like a community the size of Jamestown that needs to be added overnight. And so that's job services challenges. What in the world do we do with that? And they've got 15,000 openings every day.
If I went down to Sioux Falls or Omaha or, you know, over to some Minnesota communities, they're faced with a similar situation, right? We're not alone in this either.
Right. And then we have 2% unemployment overall. And so one of the good thing about today is to be able to focus on a segment that doesn't have 2% unemployment. Frankly, it's amazing to me that military retirees and those that are done with their military service would have higher unemployment than the general population, but it's true. And so to try to come up with specific strategies for that is a great idea. It's a great solution. We have to dig into the overall availability of that workforce, of who is out there, who is underserved as far as the opportunities and knowing where those opportunities are. Another one is obviously on the reservations. We're not at 2% unemployment on the reservations. You know, so we've got that right next door. We have Fortis and Mann are here today, and they operate on the reservation. So there's some underserved areas that do have people that are available for hire that we need to do a better job of matching up those jobs with the people.
If you have a question or comment for Brent or anybody here, that's what Rusty's for. This guy right here, 800-228-0550 to ask us on the air if you have a question or comment. You can text to 701-367-2054, or Todd's waiting for a text, 701-226-8503. If there's any questions from the crowd, make sure you ask it right here. You know, what can we do? I just sit here and say it's so frustrating to know that the unemployment rate is higher for veterans than it is, you know, the overall unemployment rate, because you just know these are good, solid people that contribute so much to society. So you say, well, how do we turn that around? There's got to be at least some low-hanging fruit we can do. I'd love for North Dakota to crack the code, if you will.
Right.
It helps an overall problem, but most importantly, it gets a vet in the workforce. What can we do?
Well, we have to work with our friends at ND Cares as well, because there's obviously other factors when you're coming off of military service, that there has to be a transition, there has to be counseling, there has to be, you know, a transitionary process that has to be met as well. But again, great to have a specific focus here in this group today. One of the things that the governor's office is obviously looking at too is you have to have the ability to bring in more population, so you have to have desirable places that people want to live. And so, I mean, I have not frankly dug into, you know, the veterans that are coming out of the military, where are they physically at? Where are their families at compared to where the jobs are? But there could be a disconnect. We've been facing that in the West for the last 10 years as the energy boom has increased, the fact that there's just not enough people there. So the Main Street Initiative with the governor is about, what do you have to do for your communities to be a place that family wants to move to? Because you can't force anyone. Can't force people to move to Fargo, to Bismarck, to Minot, to Grand Forks, to anywhere in between.
Because a good job isn't enough, right? Because there's good jobs in a lot of places.
Got to be a community there that's desirable for the family to be able to want to move to, for the individual person seeking a job, as well as whatever family they have coming with them. So it has to be a full community effort of making these communities desirable for someone to relocate to.
And there was a time where the job was enough of a draw. You know, we saw that when the boom really took off, that pay scales were just off the charts. People, they didn't care, right? They'd live in a camper, they'd live where, but that isn't the case anymore, right? As the price of oil's come down and obviously the compensation's still good, the benefits are still good, but it's not what it was, right?
Well, so it's supply and demand is always something that's true. It's real. And when there's 10% unemployment nationwide, and all of a sudden there's great paying jobs in North Dakota, people were curious and they were packing up their families and moving to North Dakota, and they were finding out if they wanted to live close to that job in Williston, Watford, Dickinson, all areas in between, there might not be housing for their family, but they were still trying to make it work. And as the unemployment rate has creeped down closer to 5% nationwide, we frankly have seen a lot of people go home because we didn't make it home for them while they were in Western North Dakota. And so maybe that's our bad, but that's something where again, we have to tie all this in holistically to the whole community approach of what it's not easy to pick up and move five states away from where your family's at and where your roots are at. And we all know that. In the period in the 80s and 90s, there weren't jobs here. So it was like it was the exporting of our youth from North Dakota. And so it's something where people have a desire to stay home. But if it's something where you can have the inviting community where it becomes home, then you have a better shot at retaining some of those people when the unemployment rates go down again.
Any just sort of magic wand things that anybody can think of here? If you had a magic wand and you would, you know, clink it and this would happen, what would be the outcome? I'd love to hear from anybody in this group just to think bold and beg a little bit on what could be thrown out there. So if you have,
I'd love to hear too. We'd have a job for you tomorrow.
Yeah. But you know what would just if we you know, I think we're it's easy to be sort of stuck in the it is what it is rather than just say, hey, what we can do about it. Do veterans have everything they need in North Dakota, do you think, Brent? I mean, do they have the when you talk about the challenges that vets have that others don't have and ND cares? Are we meeting the needs of vets?
Well, we have a specific focus with here today, DJ and Susan, you know, with the Minot office and that veteran services rep from Job Service ND. We have ND Cares. You know, we're trying to put a government effort towards it. I think one thing that's really important is to realize that veterans are sincerely welcomed in North Dakota, where this seems strange to us from North Dakota, I know, but some other areas of the country they may not be, as far as just being from having provided military service to the country. But they're I end up being in Grand Forks all the time because of my role as chairman of the UAS test site.
And you said that's kind of like a bad thing.
Well, I'm in Minot.
You are a UND grad.
But
right?
I did go to UND, so I shouldn't apologize for that either. But it's something where I'm assuming it's similar in Minot, where people feel comfortable and at home in Grand Forks, and people retire from being deployed elsewhere, and they'll actually move back and retire in Grand Forks because of the time that they did spend there. So that's a positive thing for our state. That's something where I think we have an opportunity to make a dent in some of these higher rates for unemployment for veterans, just with attitudes being such as they are.
Texter says VA clinics and hospitals are not available to draw vets to work in Western North Dakota. I'm a vet and travel to Bismarck and Fargo for care. Just another factor.
Exactly, and we see that as non-veterans trying to get medical service. So Watford City is in the middle of building an $80 million hospital project, and otherwise it was a steady stream going to Bismarck to go to the doctor. I mean, my wife had two children after we'd moved home to Watford City and had both the kids in Bismarck. That's a long ways from Watford City. So there's Western North Dakota, with as few people as were there, that were underserved by psychiatrists, psychologists, specialists, I mean, all kinds of services before the boom. Now with many more people, it's just exacerbated that. So there's challenges ahead on getting all those services there. So those become strategies when you're looking at the communities of what do we need to do to be a place where families can settle down and feel comfortable.
And that's a product of the federal government's making, right? Because of, you know, deciding where you're going to put them. I know there's some proposals out there now to have vets be able to take a card and just get care anywhere. And that certainly would help as well, especially now that there's a lot more services. Look at Watford City and new healthcare facility and other places as well as a result of the boom out there. There's more healthcare available, but it's not the VA, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of work to do in D.C. on that, on the revamp of the ACA or whatever's going to come out of this. There's a lot of work to do between the ACA and the VA the way it sits today.
Speaking of Watford City, you have a Rough Rider Center. I mentioned that earlier. You have new schools,
yep.
Beautiful new schools. I can do the same and talk about the ARC and the, you know, the quality of life that provides in Williston and Dickinson, the same thing. I mean, the amenities, I don't think we're fooling ourselves. We can say, hey, these communities are a great place to live, right?
Well, it's a lot different than it was when we moved home in 2004. My wife's from Williston, but frankly, it was kind of shocking to her to move from Denver back to Watford City. And I thought, what? This is Watford City is where I'm from. Doesn't seem like a problem to me. But you're used to that, and so when you think about the lack of services in a small community in Western North Dakota, or as I'm finding out in this new job, it's the entire state. If you're not in the Big Four, there's services lacking, and it's so it becomes a question of why would this family choose to settle in this area? Why would this prospective employee choose to make a home in this community when they can see that there's job openings in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and so why would they go to that smaller community? But the communities in the West decided that they had to figure some of this out on their own and find out what are those reasons why the young families are choosing to not live in Williston, Dickinson, Watford City. And I can tell you one of them was there's no YMCA in a town that size. And so the indoor recreation in a place that has winters like this is very important. Things like daycare and affordable housing were roadblocks to the process of getting families to move in. So solutions that we put together.
Well, Lieutenant Governor Brent Stanford with us. More of our conversation after the break from Minot Today on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Dustin Austin discussing phase two of the NDSC safety campus.
Our next building is going to be a indoor dirt arena. This is North Dakota. It gets cold. During the cold months, the construction business is shut down, and that's the time when they like to train. But a lot of this training that would take place, would need to take place outdoors, just can't be done up here. But with this new phase two, this will let us do this type of training year-round. One of my favorite quotes in the world actually comes from Thomas Jefferson. His quote says, knowledge is power, knowledge is safety, knowledge is happiness. Even back in the 1700s, he got it. Now we can provide this year-round, provide a better education for workers out there, and allow them to make the right choices.
Learn how you can support phase two of the NDSC Safety Campus at ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back at Minot, second annual Veterans Employers Summit. Thanks to our fine sponsors for making our broadcast possible today to get this conversation going all across the state of North Dakota. Brought to you in part by Blaze Energy, thanking all vets home and abroad for their service to our country. Blaze Energy, a North Dakota-owned and operated proud employer of vets, providing power generation and gas processing services to the Bakken oil producer industry. Last chance to ask a question of Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Text us 701-226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Anybody here have a question? At 11, there are going to be a... a number of conversations that are going to begin, the presentations here for the group, Job Service North Dakota, followed by North Dakota Department of Commerce, North Dakota Cares presentation, the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve at 11:45, then lunch at noon. And our guest, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, will be keynoting that today as well. So still time to join us in Minot, Minot State University Student Center, the conference center on the third floor. Todd wants to tell us a little bit about being pain-free.
Stem Cell Health Institute is coming to North Dakota. If you've got pain from osteoarthritis of the knee, like me, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even suffer from joint pain, stop and listen. These are must attend Stem Cell Therapy Educational Seminars. You'll find solutions for your pain along with cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. Seminars are on the way in a few weeks in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, so you're not too far away. 1-888-973-1560 to sign up or visit stemcelltherapyforpain.com. 888-973-1560, stemcelltherapyforpain.com, and I'll be doing it too. Start living life. Once again, Scott.
Thank you, Todd. Amon in Bismarck. Armand, I guess. I'm sorry. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. You know, the sensationalism and connotations they throw out, these under 40 reporters. This isn't the worst disaster in Texas. Just northwest of there, 50 miles, is the Alamo. There was a chapel in the Alamo, but give reporting objective connotations, not this crap we get. They got the right from the beginning, the news was so screwed up.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. That happens. I did hear a couple different times. One, it was the worst shooting, and then they said the worst in like 25 years or something. But those games kind of get old. It's evil. That's what it is, and it's evil playing out, unfortunately, on our television screens and our newspapers and over the radio newscasts. That's definitely kind of sad, no doubt about that. But I take your point. I'm also getting a lot of texts from folks who say the publicity that crazy people get when they do these shootings encourage other crazies. And I don't know if there's any good way to tamp that down, but I appreciate your call. We are talking workforce today and veterans, but we did begin the show talking about that. No doubt we'll be talking about it more in the future. What did you think about it when you heard about it, Brent?
It's horrific. It's something where you're. I was listening to the show as I was driving in, and you're right. People go to those conclusions immediately. What do we do? What's the solution? And it's horrible that these things keep happening. And I guess we'll see what reactions are.
It is, but certainly I think don't live your life in fear and be aware of your situation. Those are a couple of things that you can do, but to expect it to end with a hey, if Congress would only do this, forget about it. It's not going to happen, no doubt about it. All right, let's wrap up our conversation on workforce, specifically related to veterans. If you had to pick one thing, that is worth focusing on, what do you think it would be to make North Dakota a leader in hiring vets?
I'd be trying to figure out what the red tape is to get them from retirement, from discharge to into the workforce. Why is that window not a smooth transition? Common sense would say it should be, and so why is it not? I guess looking at that, there's probably a myriad of issues. Where's the hitch? Is it with VA? Is there a temporary window where there's kind of one foot in the door and one foot out of the door? What does that transition look like?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, if you could have, I don't know what the military does now. But if you're a year from being out, I mean, does the process start about where do you want to go? Where do you want to live? Can we help you connect with an employer? I don't know. I would think there would be something within the military that would, but I don't know. That'd be, like you say, whatever that hitch is, let's find it. Elaine on the road, you're next for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Go ahead.
Hi, I have questions and comments about the draw of residents to Washington City. And I'm going to state my case, and then I'm going to get offline and listen. I don't think it's a draw. It's very negative when you have the workforce that we have, which is always lacking. There's more work than there are bodies to fill it. That's great. But you've got people that move to this state with an eye on on, hey, you know what, I want to get 5 acres and move my family to the country. We're limited on housing. Obviously, we have lots of apartments. We have some residences that are for sale. But due to the new 40-acre rule, a person cannot live in the country any longer.
All right, what's she talking about there? We don't have much time, Elaine, so I'm going to quickly give the lieutenant governor a chance to address that. The new 40-acre rule, what's she talking about?
This is a county zoning issue where the county was unzoned when the oil boom happened, and so zoning regulations were put together, and one of the solutions that they came up with was 40-acre minimum for a rural residence versus a 1-acre minimum. And so that is different than other counties, but that's something that has to be taken to the county commission, the county P&Z.
Do you think it's stunting growth? I think that's where she's going. I don't know, but we'll continue that conversation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
God bless you, folks. Got to go.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.